Sean, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Kuf, Shabbos 100. And today's Daf Yomi, we go to the Mishnah in the middle of Kuf Amud Aleph 100a. Our Mishnah is discussing a person who throws an object 4 cubits, Arba Amos, in the public domain. So says our Mishnah, Hazorik, one who throws an object, Arba Amos, 4 Amos in the public domain, Bakotel. And this object strikes against the wall. So if this person threw it, lamala me'asara tfachim, if when it strikes the wall, it is above 10 hand breadths, approximately 40 inches, let's say, from the ground, then it's like kezorek ba'avir. Then it's like this person threw it in the airspace above the public domain. And then the person is going to be exempt, because even though he threw it against the wall, it didn't land in the public domain, because the airspace of the public domain that's above 10 tefachim is not going to be considered like the public domain. It's what's called a makom patur, which is not a biblical violation. And so therefore, a person is going to be exempt if it hits on the wall above 10 tefachim. However, if it hits on the wall, lemata me'asara tefachim, if it hits on the wall below 10 tefachim, below the 10 hand breadths, then we are going to say kizorek ba'aretz. Then it's like he threw it and it landed on the ground of the public domain. And under those circumstances, we're going to say he is liable. And the reason is hazorek ba'aretz arba amos, because one who throws this object and it lands on the ground and he throws it a distance of 4 cubits, such a person is indeed going to be chayev. Such a person is indeed going to be liable, as though he carried it 4 amos in the public domain. So basically, if one throws it in the public domain and it hits against the wall and it's above 10 tefachim, it's like he just threw it in the airspace and it didn't land, and he's not liable. But if he throws it and it lands on the ground or below 10 tefachim, indeed he's going to be liable. So the Gemara wants to understand the scenario of this case. The Gemara says, if a person throws it in the public domain and hits the wall below 10 tefachim, why is he going to be liable? V'ha lo nach. In order for a person to be liable, it has to actually rest on the ground. And in this case, it doesn't land on the ground. After it hits the wall, presumably it jumps backwards. It rebounds. And so we see that it rebounded within the initial 4 cubits that he threw it from the place of the akira, from the place where he picked it up. Everything needs an akira and a hanacha. So he picked it up and he threw it, but it didn't actually land outside of 4 cubits. It landed within the 4 cubits. So says Rabbi Yochanan, what we're talking about here is bitvela shemena shanino. No, we're referring to a cake of figs that was very sticky. And so therefore, because it was so sticky, it's going to actually stick to the wall and it's not going to rebound. And so therefore it lands outside of the 4 amos. Gemara then brings a second case, and the second case was teaching from Rabbi Huda Marav in the name of Rabbi Chia, Zarak Lamala Me'asara. So a person throws the object in the public domain above 10 tefachim, V'holcha V'nacha B'chor Kol Shehu. And then when it rests in a space in the wall, a small space in the wall that was higher than 10 tefachim, and the space did not have an area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So if it would have an area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then we would for sure consider it its own domain. But it doesn't have that. So Banu L'machukas Rabbi Meir V'Rabbanan. So we came with this, we have a dispute between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, because Rabbi Meir is of the position that we look at this small space and we make it larger, we imagine that it was bigger, and therefore we're going to say mechayev, therefore we're going to say you're liable, because it's as though he brought it into its own private domain. So it's like you carried it from the public domain into the private domain, and we basically conceptually hollow it out, and therefore it's a private domain. Whereas the Rabbanan of the position, ein chokkin lahashlim, that we don't conceptually make it larger, and therefore lo mechayev, you're not going to be liable. So that is the second scenario. Now the Gemara then turns to a third scenario that we're referring to, and that is Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, tel hameslaket asara mitoch arba. So let's say we have a ramp that raises slowly, and when it goes, and when it gets to a length of 4 amos, it's going to be 10 tefachim from the ground. So it's a sloped ramp, and therefore, when it reaches the height of 4 amos, when it reaches the length of four amos, it is 10 tefachim off the ground. So under those circumstances, zarak v'nach agabav, if he throws an object from the public domain and it lands on top of the mound at the 10 tefachim mark, we're going to say he's liable, chayev. And the reason is because we look at the slant as though it's all straight. And so therefore, since we conceptually look at it as though it's all straight, therefore we're saying that it is now surrounding the entire mound at the top, and therefore we're going to view it as its own private domain. This is the idea of something slanted. We look at it as though it's all straight. This is relevant because how do we deal with the question today of steps that come out of the public domain or come out of the private domain? Do we view them as they're their own domain, or do we view them as though they're separate? And so in this context, this is the Gemara that's going to look at the question of that, and how do we look at sloped areas also with respect to hills and something. This is very relevant. I remember when we were searching to build our Erev in our community in Washington, D.C., we went out with a physicist and with a great posek, and that's how we were able to look at the slopes and to determine if it was matching the proper placement to be a private domain or a public domain.